Hello, everyone. Welcome to Yumi Radio Kids Podcast. Yumi Radio Kids. We are here to teach kids how to navigate life through biblical principles. My name is Jodianne McFarlane, but you can call me Auntie Jody. I am your host. I am also a recording artist. You can check me out on my website, www.jodiannjbmcfarlane, and that is www.jodiannjbmcfar.com. Looking forward for a first episode with you. I want to say a big thank you to all our parents, our supporters, our listeners, our viewers all around the world. Hi, oh, how's everyone doing? I hope you're doing beautiful today. We want to have a conversation that will help you. So please comment in the comment section. Make your comments in the comment section. Okay. If you need any answers, if you need any answer, any question to grow, leave it in the comment section. Okay. Yes, leave it in the comment section. And welcome to everyone again. Welcome, welcome, welcome. You can leave your comment or any question at info@yumiradio.com. It is our hope that this kids program will bless you and also grow you. All right. Welcome to Yumi Radio. Kids, I am Auntie Jody. Welcome, 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 welcome. Welcome, everyone. Today is Saturday, May 15, 2021. It's Child's Month, okay? And time now is 11:03. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Thank you for joining us today. We are live on YouTube right now, and I want to say hello to all the kids, the young people that is watching right now. Please join us in the comment section. Please join us in the comment section. We'd like to connect with you. Leave all your comments and even a shout out in the comment section. You can tune in, listen to us on Apple Store, Google Store, iTunes, and iHeart Radio. Okay, so you can go to iTunes, you can go to Google Podcast, Bean Podcast, you can go to YouTube, and you can go Live 365 and Spotify. All right, and also you can tune in on Play FM and listen. All right, for all deals and discounts, you can go to our website. You can go to our website, www.yumiradio.com/deal. So here is what's happening today's show. All right, so I wrote a song that's called My Soul Says Yes. All right, I made it into a children's competition, and it is a real beautiful program. All right, so no until the 25th, no, not until the 29th of this month, we'll be having that show. All right, we'll be having some kids coming in and just introducing their beautiful talents. All right. All right, so for the children competition, it's really, really easy, guys. It's really, really easy. So you go on my website, but first you do a 2-minute video, of yourself singing the song, 2 minutes video of yourself singing the song, right? And just upload that. So you can, so what you can do, you can sing more than 2 minutes. You can sing more than 2 minutes. You can just sing the chorus and a verse, or just do the verse. Just let it be comfortable to you, right? It's nothing hard. It's nothing hard. It's really, really easy. So just have fun and sing, all right? Okay, just have fun and sing the cell phone. And it's a really, really easy song. All right. It's a really, really easy song. If you have any problem, any problem at all, you can go to my YouTube page. You can go to my YouTube page, or you can go on my or you can go on my Instagram page. That's Jodian underscore JB underscore McFarlane. All right. Or you can just type in Jodian, or you can also, what would be easy for you, if you go on my website, you'll find all my information, right? You can find all my information. You can just click on my Facebook, you can click on my Instagram, and you can leave any question that you have as it relates to the children's competition. All right, so the children competition is three different categories. We have three different categories for the children competition. All right, it's real, it's not. It's real easy, as I said before. So I try not to make it difficult. All right, I try not to make it difficult because the age range. Oops, there. Yeah. So the age range is from 3 to 7, and from 8 to 10, and 11 to 14, and 11 to 14. All right. So, all right, so today we have two beautiful guests. Today we have two beautiful guests. Right, so we have Kamal. I hope I'm pronouncing your name right, Ains, and we have Samuel Pinnock. All right, so Kamal Ains, she's 14 years old. She's 14 years old, and Samuel Pinnock, he is 10 years old. Hi guys, welcome. How are you feeling today?
I
How are
am
you feeling
feeling.
today? You're feeling
I'm feeling
fine?
great. Really,
You're feeling
really,
great,
really
Samuel?
great.
How are you? Tell me. Tell Auntie Jody, how are you today? How are you? Are
am
you
feeling
nervous? Are you excited?
fine. I'm
You're
more a bit
nervous?
excited than I am nervous.
All right. So Samuel, tell us a little bit about yourself.
So I like drumming, I like to sing. I have loving siblings and loving parents. And I also like to cook.
Okay. And Kamala?
So I like to sing. I occasionally do a bit of dancing, love reading, and since this pandemic, I have developed a thing for baking.
Beautiful. Beautiful. All right, so tell me, Samuel, what do you like about the song?
Basically, I like the whole song. But my favorite part is my sweetheart, I like that part.
Oh, beautiful. Tell me, come on, what do you like about this song?
I love the entire song, but mostly to me, the fact that it speaks about us as people giving what we have to God and allowing Him to use that for His own purposes.
Okay, beautiful. All right, so tell me, Samuel, tell me how. What does my soul says yes means to you? What does it mean to you?
For me, it means
that I'll do everything that God tells me to do and everything I should do.
Wow.
That's what I
think. That's beautiful. That's a great answer. Yes, Kamal. What does Maso mean to you?
To me, it means that I'm supposed to give what I have and avail myself to God so that he's able to use me and what I have for his purposes.
Beautiful. You guys are doing an amazing job. All right, so this right now, both of you, you're going to introduce your piece. All right, so who wants to go first? Who wants to go first and sing? Who wants to go first? You want to go first, Samuel?
No, thank you.
All right, you can go, come on.
As in the piece that I put in for the competition?
Yes.
Okay. My soul says yes to your will, to your way. My soul says yes to your will, to your way. My soul says yes to the lamb that was slain. My soul says yes to the lamb that was slain. Oh, 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 my soul says yes, 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 my soul says yes. Yes, yes, provider, protector, redeemer, my soul says yes, my healer, my refuge, my savior, my soul says yes, provider, protector, redeemer. My soul says yes, my healer, my refuge, my savior. Oh, 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 my soul says yes, 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 my soul says yes, yes, yes.
Well, that was, oh, you made me proud. That was beautiful. That was beautiful. You made me proud. I feel like I want to cry right now. All right, Samuel. Are you ready, Samuel?
I was all right. All right.
When you're ready, Samuel.
My soul says yes. My soul says yes. Yes, 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 yes. Yes. Oh. Oh, 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 my soul says yes, 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 my soul says yes, 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 oh, 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 my soul says yes, 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 my soul says yes, 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 my soul says yes, 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 my soul says yes, yes, yes. My soul says yes to your will, to your way. My soul says yes to your will, to your way. My soul says yes to the lamb that was slain. My soul says yes to the lamb that was slain. Oh, 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 my soul says yes, 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 my soul says yes, yes, yes.
Beautiful, 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 beautiful. I want to hug you guys. Oh my God, you did an amazing, amazing, amazing job. You guys did excellent, excellent. I am going to go into the comment section and tell you what they're saying in the comment section. So Venice Pinnock says, sing, sing, sing. And yeah, Jenny said, sing, sing, sing. And yes. Someone else says, yes, yeah, sing, 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 sing. And someone says, Vanessa said, yes, Samuel, yes, Samuel. Benny said, hi, Auntie Jody. Hi, Benny. Auntie Nicole said, very talented. Auntie Marcia said, they're amazing kids' color. Yes, the yellow. I love the yellow. Auntie Marcia, I love the yellow. The yellow is really, really bright, shiny. I love the yellow. I love the yellow. All right. All right. Someone said powerful lyrics. Someone said powerful lyrics. And so I said, go, Kamala, you have an amazing talent. Woo! You have an amazing talent. And Marsha said, it's getting this rocking on, everyone. You are young kings singing for Jesus. Wow, wow. Amazing, amazing. Someone says, sing, sing, sing. Yes, yes. Amazing job, Kamala. All right. So let me just say, guys, you did an amazing, listen, you made me proud. You guys did an amazing job. You did an amazing job. All right. So there's a comment. Have you identify your winner. All right, so this is a question. Have you identified your winner for the competition? Yes, I have. Yes, I have. But it's not for me to say who the winner is. All right, so in next week, by next week on the program, I'll let you guys know when I'll be posting the videos, and it's going to be, you're going to get a chance to vote. Right, you're going to get a chance to vote, and all the voting will be done on my Instagram page, jodianne_jb_.com. Great job, Samuel. Benny said, great job, Samuel. Great job. Great job, Samuel. Great. Guys, you guys make me so proud. You make me so proud. I am so, 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 so elated. I am so, so elated. Okay. So I want to say thank you so much, guys, boys and girls. It is time for a Bible story. All right. So it's time for a Bible story from Adventure in Odyssey. Right. It's Adventure in Odyssey. So listen careful. I want you to listen real careful, because at the end of the Bible story, I'll be asking you some questions and they're going to be a little quiz. All right. So tune in. Let's go. All right, so in the meantime, the Bible story, before the Bible story comes. Yes, in the meantime, while we prepare the Bible story, I want both of you to tell me something exciting that you have done this year. Tell me something exciting that you have done this year. So, Samuel, you can go first.
You have to go? I didn't know that.
Samuel, you can go first. Tell me something that you did excited this year.
I can't think of anything so far.
You didn't do nothing exciting this year? Nothing at all?
Not that I can think of.
All right. So tell me how has the quarantine has impacted you? Knowing that you're not able to go to school and you have to be doing online school.
I really don't like online schooling. Really?
You don't like online schooling?
Like, nope.
All right, come on, tell me what's coming.
And now, Adventures in Odyssey.
I think I'm going to have a number 3, Matthew.
Really, Wyatt? That's what I'm getting, too.
Are you guys going to get Burger World every day until your mom and Camilla get back?
Not a chance.
And Dad said this was a one-time special treat. When Mom gets home, he said he wanted to be able to look her in the eye and tell her he didn't clog our arteries for 3 days.
3, 2, 3.
Oh, no. Matthew, look, it's her.
You know the cashier, Olivia?
Well, not personally. I know she's terrible.
3, 2, 3.
So grumpy.
Yeah, and she makes fun of us sometimes.
Yeah, they really should fire her.
But maybe she's a hard worker.
If the number on the bottom of your receipt is 323, I'm about to take a bite out of your chicken sandwich.
I don't think it's part of her job to insult customers.
She could be at the end of a long shift.
Next.
Oh, that's us.
Welcome to Burger World. Hey, loser. What are you doing here?
You know her?
I'm here with my friends.
I don't believe you.
It's true. Their dad gave us money for dinner.
Not about that. I don't believe that you have friends.
Ah,
What a terrible thing to say. Are you really his friends? Or do you work for some kind of charity where normal people hang out with dweebs all day?
Hold on a minute.
You're so sweet to do this. The entire dweeb community thanks you for your support. How can you be so awful?
That's okay. She's allowed to talk to me like that.
Why?
She's my sister.
These fries are a little too salty.
Hey, Wyatt, I'm really sorry about what I said earlier. I had no idea that girl was your sister.
You're not the first to complain about Bridget. She hasn't been Miss Sunshine lately.
What do you mean?
She stays in her room by herself all the time. Doesn't like anything anymore.
Wait, she doesn't like anything?
She says everything's lame, including cool things like... funny pajamas that look like a big cucumber.
Oh, yeah. I saw those at the store.
She's always rolling her eyes, doing this. But, you know, that's the way it is with brothers and sisters.
What do you mean?
Siblings are never really friends. They just tolerate each other.
Oh, that's not true. I'm friends with Matthew and Camilla.
But they're not really people you'd choose to hang out with if you didn't live together.
I think we'd be friends, even if we weren't living in the same house.
Yeah, he annoys me sometimes, but I like Matthew.
Wow. These days, there's no way Bridget would even talk to me if I weren't her brother.
Aw, that's kind of sad.
Yeah. I mean, her annoying phase does have its advantages, though.
Like what?
I think I'm beginning to edge her out in the favorite child department.
Ooh!
You think your parents like you more than your sister?
How could they not? She barely comes out of her room.
Oh, I'm sure they love you equally.
Mm-hmm. Is that what your parents say?
Yes.
Right.
But I believe them.
That's very sweet and naive of you, Olivia. What? But studies prove that parents have favorite children.
What studies?
There was one at Yale a few years ago. They put sensors on parents' heads, then they showed them pictures of their kids.
For real?
When their favorite kid's picture was shown, the pleasure centers of their brains responded. They all had favorite children.
Wow.
I don't buy it.
It's true. If the parents had a favorite, they got shocked. And if they didn't have a favorite, a door opened and a peanut rolled out and they got to eat it.
No.
Even if the study was true, our parents don't have favorites.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If you say so. Bridget?
Bridget!
Bridget!
Wyatt! What are you doing? Knock!
I did. You didn't hear me with your earbuds in.
You can't just burst in here.
Can you help me with my science project? I'm making a lie detector.
A real one? That actually detects lies?
Yeah, it's awesome! It monitors changes in blood pressure, heart rate, pupil dilation.
What?
Things that change when you're lying. I need to test it. So can I check if you're lying about stuff?
I'll save you the trouble. I'm lying about stuff.
It won't take long.
I have my own homework.
How about after you finish your homework?
Ugh, probably not. I've got a lot.
Oh, okay. Wait, are you lying right now? About having lots of homework?
Out!
I really need that lie detector.
Now!
Okay.
Go! Ugh!
Olivia, Matthew, dinner.
Ooh.
What are we having, Dad?
Starving.
I stopped by Taco Teepee on the way home.
Yes, I love Taco Teepee.
Dad, I thought you said fast food was
a special... I know what I said, but I had to work late and I didn't have time to cook anything. Sorry.
Okay.
You did great, Dad.
This is it, though. No more fast food for the rest of the time your mom is gone.
Understood.
Mm-hmm. Matthew, bow your head, please. Dear Lord, please bless this... well, for lack of a more accurate word, food to our bodies, and help my wife to understand the pressures I'm under and not to be too upset that I didn't cook the children a healthy, balanced meal this evening. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Dig
ooh,
in.
That looks really good.
Oh, nachos.
That one's mine.
Thank you.
So good.
Okay, Dad. So we had a discussion with Wyatt, and I want to get your opinion.
All right.
Do you think parents have favorite children?
Well... Sometimes, absolutely. The Bible even tells us that. Jacob and Esau's parents had favorites.
Right, right. So I know you've told us you love us all equally, but can you honestly say you don't have a child that you like hanging out with more?
I can honestly say that. Matthew, chew with your mouth closed.
It's Wyatt.
Oh.
I'd know that knock anywhere.
Come on in.
Hi, guys.
Hey,
hi. Wyatt. Wyatt. My mom said I could come over.
Would you like something to eat?
No, thanks. Taco Teepee got a score of 14 on their last health inspection. Out of a million.
Ooh.
I don't think that's right.
Really?
What's that you're carrying?
This? Oh, it's my lie detector.
Really?
It's for a science project. I brought it over so you could help me with it.
I'd love to.
I asked Bridget to help, but she's too busy right now. Even though when I walked in, I'm pretty sure I caught her taking pictures of the back of her head.
Why would she do that?
To see what she looks like walking away. You rarely get to see that.
Huh. Right.
Yes, that's true.
Anyway, I don't know what's wrong with her.
Has it always been this way between the two of you?
We used to talk all the time, but now she's just a girl who lives in the next room who hates me.
Well, she is a teenager, and they don't always relate the same way they used to when they were younger. There's a big difference between the way someone your age talks and how a 16-year-old talks.
So you're saying if I want her to talk to me, I should just learn how to be a teenager?
No, I was...
Yes, that's it. I've got to learn how to talk to her on her level.
That's not actually...
Can I use your computer?
Sure, but...
Thanks.
How's it going, Wyatt? Finding anything?
Oh, yeah. This is the perfect website.
Oh?
50 terms used by teenagers.
Are you sure that's what you need?
Hello. If I can talk like her, I'll be able to relate to her better.
Well, but it's more than just knowing the right words, Wyatt.
You have to start somewhere. Where's your printer?
Right there.
I'm printing this out.
Sure. Go ahead.
I'm gonna go home right now and try these on her. Bye.
See ya.
Bye.
Oh, Dad. How can someone not pay attention to their own sibling? Matthew?
Huh? Oh, I was looking at this website. It's not 50 terms teenagers use. It's 50s terms teenagers used. Oh. Like from the 1950s.
Oh, no. I can't wait to hear how this one turns out.
Wow. Did you guys enjoy the Bible story? Did you enjoy the story? That was an awesome. It was awesome. It was awesome. Did you guys enjoy that? What did you learn? Someone, what did you learn from the story?
I learned that not because not because you spend more time with your parents doesn't mean they like you more.
Okay. Kamala?
I learned that, just as someone was saying, not because we spend more time with our parents means that we are so-called the favorite child. And we should always ask questions before making assumptions.
Okay. All right. So I have a question for you. Come on. Do you have any brothers and sisters?
And no, I don't.
You don't?
No,
so
I'm an
only child. So all the attention is focused on you. So you don't have no competition, right? What about you, Samuel?
Yeah, I have 3 sisters and 1 brother.
Wow. All right, so who do you think is the favorite? You think there's a favorite? Do you think there's a favorite?
Yeah, I think so.
You think so? Who you think the favorite is? And why do you think you have a favorite? Mommy or daddy have a favorite?
Mm-hmm. felt like a fly ran through my throat.
Okay. What do you think is the favorite?
I would say it's my youngest sister.
Your youngest because sister?
Because with my older sister? Yeah, because with my older sister, the youngest one is her. Is always going to be her favorite. The youngest one is always her favorite.
Really? When do you say that?
When my brother, when he was younger, he's two right now. When he was younger, Garcia would play with only him. It's like, because Nathan was the youngest one, she plays with him all the time. And now that he's two, it's like she doesn't even know him anymore. But now she gets us. Now she has a sister, a young sister. Is like that cycle is just repeating itself all over again.
There's a new baby in the family.
So basically, because the child is younger, they get more attention, right? Yes. So basically, it doesn't mean that your parents love that child more. It's just because they're smaller, they have to give them more attention.
More attention.
Right?
I understand.
Right? Good. Good. So I am so happy that you guys could join me today. All right. So I'm going to read a Bible verse for you. All right. So this is first. This is, I'm sorry. John 15. My confidence in this, love each other as I love you. So I don't believe that, as you said, Samuel, I don't believe that your parents love you more. It's just that some kids have to get more attention than some. But if you're feeling that way, if you're feeling that your parents love another than how they love you, I think you should say, Mommy, Daddy, do you love my brother more than how you love me? And believe me, they're not going to say they love them more than you. All right?
Yeah.
Right? All right, so let me talk to Kamal. Tell me, what do you learn from the Bible story?
Pardon me? You were breaking.
What did you learn from the Bible story? From the story?
The story we went through a couple. I'm hearing you now.
Okay. What did you get from the story? What did you learn from the story?
I got the fact that no matter how you think that your parents don't love you or if they don't favor you, it's maybe not that, because you know some children require a bit more attention than others. So it's more than getting jealous and getting upset about it. It's better to talk to them about it, and it might just be a little misunderstanding that you aren't getting at.
Mm-hmm. All right, so I know you don't have brothers and sisters, right? So tell me, do you think some parents favor their child more than the other?
Sometimes, yes.
Sometimes? Why do you say that?
I've seen it happen once where this lady had two daughters, and she would treat one daughter with the utmost respect and everything, and the other daughter would be left out of everything. So she would take one out and the other one would have to stay home, and kind of like a little Cinderella story.
Okay. All right. So you've seen that, right? What would you say to that parent? Tell me, what would you say to that parent?
They need to treat each child equally because it affects children. The way how you treat them affects how they interact with other people, and it also affects how they think of themselves.
Okay. That is brilliant. I love that. I wanted you to say it. I didn't want to say it. I wanted you to say it. Samuel, do you have anything that you'd like to say? Any last word that you'd like to say, Samuel?
Repeat.
Do you have anything that you'd like to say? Do you have any shout out? Do you want to say hi to anyone?
No.
No?
No, not
okay. Anything? What about you, Kamal?
I do.
Uh-huh.
My mommy, my cousins, my aunts and uncles here and overseas who are, some of them are on the broadcast. My sister from another mother, Jolene.
All right, thank you so much. Well, guys, that is all for this week. We hope you enjoy our first episode. This is Auntie Jody, and I am your host. And also, please remember our children competition. All right, you can check that out on my website, Jody and JB McFarlane, right? If you have any question, you can go to my website. You can send me an email and I will answer all your questions. Or you can go on my social media page, Jody and JB McFarlane for Facebook, Instagram, and also on my YouTube page. All right, so I'm going to go into the comment section and I am going to read some of the comments. All right, so it said, would you like to hear how the story ends? Tune in next week on Yumi Radio Kid Podcast. All right, so if you want to hear the end of the story, because this is a beautiful, it's a real nice story. And my favorite character, let me tell you, my favorite character is Matthew. I love Matthew. Matthew is energetic. He's energetic and he's excited, right? So I really love Matthew. So guys, even if you're not on the ear, Samuel and Kamal, I want you to come in and tune in. All right, tell your friends all about this. Tell your neighbors, right? Post it all around. All right, post it all around, right? So your friends can be in tune with our program. And that is it for the day, guys. Enjoy the rest of your afternoon. My name is Auntie Jody. Have yourself a beautiful afternoon. I don't know how to do this.
Hi, Jody.
Yes, 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 yes.